You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's deadly black summer bushfires are the country's worst on record. The full brunt of the destruction was felt keenly by those who lost their homes, like Jack Egan.
The locally catastrophic conditions meant that when the fire reached us, the wind was swirling in, the flames were very high up trees to 15 metres.
Mr Egan tried to defend his Rosedale home in the Currawong fires on the New South Wales south coast, but the blaze was too fast and too ferocious. He has no doubt the fires were caused by a warming climate.
Since the fires, it became clear to me that, you know, climate change is here now. It had crashed right through into the present. Things will get worse unless we help ourselves and the rest of the world.
The warning echoes that made by a group of former fire chiefs, the Emergency Leaders for Climate Action, who first raised the alarm of the bushfire threat with the government in April last year. Former New South Wales Fire and Rescue Commissioner and founder of the group, Greg Mullins, says climate change was behind this season's catastrophic fires.
It was the hottest, driest year on record. It couldn't have happened without climate change. Climate change is being driven by the burning of coal, oil and gas. We need to drive quickly to net zero emissions worldwide, and Australia has to do its bit.
The group, along with climate experts, doctors and fire-affected communities, are pushing a new plan to improve Australia's bushfire readiness, response and recovery to avoid a repeat of the horror season. They want more resources for fire and land management agencies to manage fuel loads and rapidly detect and attack new outbreaks, the addition of medium and large aerial firefighting capability, and a national climate disaster fund to meet climate fueled costs paid by fossil fuel producers. Greg Mullen says the people causing the emissions need to pay for them.
James Hardy had to pay for the harm that was done with asbestos. The fossil fuel industry is causing harm. They should pay for dealing with the crisis.
The Minister for Disaster Management, David Littleproud, says the federal government is happy to consider the 165 recommendations from the group, but there are concerns the economic cost of extreme weather events in Australia is expected to soar. Nicole Hatley is from Deloitte Access Economics.
So we're talking about $39 billion each year, the cost of natural disasters across Australia, not just bushfires, but cyclones, flooding, all of those things directly linked to climate change.
There are also recommendations to continue mental health and telehealth services in affected areas and an Indigenous-led cultural fire strategy to incorporate traditional land management practices. Oliver Costello heads up the Firesticks Alliance Indigenous Corporation and says theirs is an important voice to include.
That's the voice that I think has been missing from all of these landscapes. And I think it's the voice that's going to help to support that change as we start to try and bring people and country together again in a way that can help us to understand our role in the landscape and the importance of that role going forward.
The Royal Commission into the bushfires and separate reviews in Victoria, New South Wales and South Australia are continuing their work. Nikari Thorpe, SBS News. We'll be right back.